Later today, the Stardust families will receive a formal apology from the state. It will be delivered in the Dáil by the Taoiseach, 5 days after an inquest jury found that the 48 young people who died in the nightclub fire were unlawfully killed. In 1982, a tribunal said the blaze was probably started deliberately, a finding that was later removed from the record. This morning, the apology will be discussed by the Cabinet. Ministers are also due to hear about plans to fast-track asylum applications. For more, let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, can we start with the Stardust apology? What will Simon Harris say?
I suppose this is going to have to acknowledge two things, isn't it? The harrowing events that unfolded at the Stardust nightclub 43 years ago, and also the many difficulties and obstacles that were placed in the way of the families and the survivors over that period in their quest for justice. So there is quite a lot there that has to be achieved in this speech. There has been ongoing contact, I understand, between the family solicitors and the Department of the Taoiseach over the last 24 hours or more, and that could even continue into the morning as the final details of the speech will be nailed down. It's expected Simon Harris will deliver that formal apology over the course of a 20-minute speech, but the Dáil in total has set aside close to 4 hours for this apology this evening. This is a momentous occasion and it's one that's likely to be charged with much emotion as well.
And the families have been invited to Leinster House to hear the apology.
Yes, and it's expected that a large number of people will watch this apology as it's being read out, and they'll watch from the public gallery. I suppose before the Leinster House part of the day gets underway, there will be a discussion at Cabinet that will look at things like making sure that the recommendations of the jury at the Dublin City Coroner's Court, who delivered that landmark verdict of unlawful killing, that their recommendations to are implemented. Now, they primarily seem to centre on things like building regulations to make sure they are updated regularly, and also that there are inspections of buildings where the public gather, that happens quite often as well. So there will be a determination in government to make sure that happens. That's what's going to be discussed at Cabinet, at least. And also then the question of appropriate commemoration of the Stardust victims and how that can be done. And that will be done in consultation with the family. And I suppose in some ways that discussion has already begun, because the Taoiseach last night was in Artane and visited the memorial that is there with survivor Antoinette Keegan.
And later we'll be hearing from Antoinette Keegan, and indeed also from somebody else who lost a loved one in the fire. Over the weekend, Micheál, the question of a redress scheme for families and survivors was raised. Has there been any movement on this?
I think there was clear comments from the Taoiseach about that it's something that could be examined or should be examined, but it doesn't seem like there is going to be any discussion at Cabinet today around that there is a feeling that this has to be taken in stages, and the first stage today is the state apology and also looking at the issue of commemoration, and that whatever is to follow will happen in the future, but it's not going to be something that's going to be discussed in detail at Cabinet today.
The other big issue at this morning's Cabinet meeting centres on something that's been an issue for quite some time now. And we heard it referred to there in Paul Reynolds' package when he was talking to a Garda about policing that protest outside Roderick O'Gorman's house. And I'm talking about the processing of asylum applications and the rise in the number of asylum applications. What are the Cabinet due to talk about?
Yes, this seems like a fairly significant development. The Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, will bring a proposal to Cabinet that is expected to get the green light and will actually be implemented today. And it means that those seeking international protection here from another country will be added to what's called the fast-track process that already is in place for what are deemed safe countries. And it means that people seeking asylum will have a decision within 90 days and after that would have to leave the country. Nigeria is now going to be added to that list, where applications will be dealt with within 90 days. And the reason for that is that the largest number of applications at the moment in this year are coming from people from Nigeria, about 2,000, which makes up a third of all applications so far this year have come from Nigeria. So it isn't going to be a case, though, that Nigeria will necessarily always be the country that will be included in this, because it's going to be reviewed every 4 months. So whichever country has the largest number of applicants every quarter goes into the fast track process. But the intent of government is very clear on this, that it is a measure aimed at dealing with the rising number of people seeking international protection here. There is a view borne out, they say, government ministers say, by the fact that the safe countries' applications have fallen by about 50% as a result of changes made there relatively recently. And I think the expectation in government is that the same could happen again now when you add this new country, the country that is at the top of the list every quarter.
And yet the number of weekly arrivals, if you look at the figures, the number of weekly arrivals continues to be well ahead of the same time last year. And we also know that there are more than 1,600 applicants who haven't been offered a place to stay. So how big a challenge has this become for the government?
It's become a massive challenge, and I suppose much of it does centre on accommodation and those moves within government now to try and say that emergency accommodation style measures are going to be a thing of the past, particularly when it comes to hotels in smaller towns and villages, that the last hotel will no longer be taken. And the Taoiseach speaking yesterday on the Clare Byrne show said that there would be announcements about more long-term accommodation locations around the country, and he expected that to happen within the next few weeks, that it could happen even before the local and European elections. Of course, there is a political sensitivity around that, but that certainly is where the government plan is moving towards. But in the meantime, I suppose when there are such large numbers of people who don't have any accommodation at all, who are sleeping in tents on the streets of Dublin in particular, it shows the scale of the crisis.
Micheál, thank you very much for that. That was our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, at 25 past 7.